It's the debate show, Mom versus Dad, where I have my parents pick sides and debate. This episode is Cows versus Pigs. I'm your host, Milo, and today, Mom will be starting with cows.
Nope.
Pigs.
Yep.
3, 2, 1, now.
From Mercy Watson to Wilbur and Miss Piggy to Babe, pigs have inspired pop culture for decades. Now that I know more about pigs, I understand why humans have found them fascinating, adorable, and relatable. Before I go on, I want to address the Hungarian Magalika, a type of pig that can weigh 1,000 pounds, in the room. None of us here at Mom vs. Dad eat pig, so my argument will not include the kinds of food you can make from them. In fact, I still think that reading Charlotte's Web is the reason you decided to become a vegetarian more than 4 years ago. In fact, this addressed to Milo. In fact, let's credit the pig with your decision to stop eating meat. Score one for these chubby cuties already. So we know that pigs inspired you to take a moral stance, but my argument will mainly show you that pigs should get your vote for three reasons. They are affectionate creatures who make great pets, the negative things we associate with them are myths, and pigs are extremely intelligent animals. First, let's talk about what wonderful companions pigs are, both to humans and each other. Pigs are very social as a species and communicate with each other through grunts and body language. They might warn each other or other animals about danger, and piglets come running when their mom calls for them. Like dogs, pigs wag their tails when they are happy. Speaking of dogs, that's Matilda. Pet pigs like being brushed and cuddling with their humans, while pigs in the wild or on farms cuddle with each other. They bond with their families, whether two-legged or four, just like so many of our favorite companions do. Would you rather snuggle with a squishy, friendly pig or with a bony, cud-chewing cow? Think about it. Now let's talk about the pigs are dirty myth. In nature, pigs keep their bathroom area far away from their living area. They do need to cool off, but they are just as happy to use clean water as mud. Most of the time when we are talking about pigs and cleanliness, it's human conditions that have made pigs seem dirty. You know the expression, happy as a pig in, Well, it should be as begrudgingly willing as a pig to wallow in gross stuff because selfish humans gave me no other option. Not as catchy, but more accurate. Finally, let's talk about how smart pigs are. Piglets can learn their names within 3 weeks of birth and learn tricks faster than dogs. They can remember things for more than a year. Now, we all know from Milo's other favorite podcast, Varmints, that we can't compare human and animal intelligence. However, if we compare pigs and dogs when considering them as pets who are trainable and make good companions, well, pigs come out on top.
Beep. Now, Dad will be rebutting Mom's argument in a 30-second rebuttal. In 3, 2, 1, now.
All right, So, yeah, you pointed out that pigs are social, and I gotta say, social's bad. I don't like being social, and you know, animals that are social, I don't trust. Other thing you said is that pigs are smart. So smart that they can learn their names within 3 weeks. I think that's too smart for an animal, and we should avoid pigs at all costs, because they might just, you know, take over the world, and it would be bad.
Time's up. That was an interesting rebuttal from Dad. Now Mom will be rebutting Dad's rebuttal in a 30-second rebuttal in 3, 2, 1, now.
Well, it seems to me like you like animals that cuddle when you beg, positively beg Toad to come sit on your lap. I don't really believe you that you don't like cuddling animals. I, as far as the other nonsense you said, I'm just going to read the end of my argument since I didn't get to it. So, Milo, if you agree with Mercy's parents that these animals are porcine wonders, with Wilbur that they are some pig, with Miss Piggy that they are beautiful, and with Babe that they are useful for more than food, reverse the wrongs done to these much maligned animals and vote for Team Pig. There. I got it in.
Okay, time's up. Now, Dad will be presenting his side. Cows. In 3, 2, 1, now.
Cows are awesome because of both because of the things they provide for us and because they're fascinating animals on their own. I'm going to provide a few examples from both categories to convince you that cows are the better animal. First, on what cows give us, dairy products are just the best. Milk for your cereal or hot cocoa, cheese for your pizza or atop your veggie burger, and of course ice cream like the delightful ice cream cake you had for breakfast dessert today. or the yogurt I eat for breakfast most days. Dairy products are just about everywhere because they're so good. In the U.S. and Europe, Holstein Friesian cows are the most common dairy cow because they've been bred to produce the highest yields of milk, about 22 liters per day. It's a whole bunch of milk.
That's a lot.
Another important thing we get from cows is cowbells. These delightful percussion instruments were originally designed to make it easier to know where a cow is. Mostly, you've probably heard the clapperless cowbells that are played by hitting them with a stick, but tuned cowbells, also known as Almglocken or Alpenglocken, are sets of cowbells that play different notes, which were originally designed to distinguish different animals. You know, so my cow plays a C, yours plays a G. And they occasionally are featured in classical music, including Richard Strauss's Alpine Symphony. Another thing that cows can give us is love. People who own cows can have very strong relationships with them, just like a pet. But for a lot of folks, a full-size cow is a bit too much to care for. And that's where the miniature cow comes in. These cattle are a little larger than a big dog, but they're very cute and can be fluffy and friendly and full of love. So these are some of the things that cows do for us. Now some of the ways cows are awesome. So you've probably heard that cows have four stomachs, but it's not quite accurate. There's actually one stomach with four compartments: the rumen, the reticulum, the omasum, and the abomasum. Very good. When they first eat, they don't bother to chew their food, but they swallow it into the rumen. And then when they've got a nice, quiet, safe space, they puke it up in a mouthful at a time and rechew their cud. Once they've re-swallowed it, the cud gets broken down by microorganisms and passed on to the next line of the digestive system. Oh, dang.
This is a lot of arguments today. We had a lot to say.
Now Mom will be rebutting Dad in 3, 2, 1, now.
I mean, I like cows too, and I like cheese, and I like all that stuff. But here's what I'm going to say about cows. You can't get digesting right the first time. You got to bring it back up and chew it again. I mean, maybe if they were just good enough, they could just chew something once like the rest of us and keep it down and not always be blah, 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 like you see them in movies. I don't know. Cowbells aren't really cows. That's my other point. Cowbells are just things humans did to cows. I don't know that it's a pro-cow argument.
Okay. Now, Dad will be rebutting Mom's rebuttal in 3, 2, 1, now.
Yes, I mean, the reason that cows need this badass digestive system is because they can eat things that we can't. I mean, they digest these crazy harsh plants that we would not be good for us. Cowbells, you know, they come from the fact that people have a relationship with cows, so I think it's fair. One other thing I wanted to mention is their sixth sense that they may or may not have, which is magnetoreception. They basically line themselves up.
Dang.
Now I really want to know what it is, though.
After the argument. After the judgment.
I think I know what it is, though. Anywho, now I'm going to say the winner and some things I like from each side. From Dad's side, I find it interesting that there are small mini cows. They give us a lot of dairy products. Ice cream cake is good. And, yeah. Then, from Mom's side, pigs are in pop culture a lot. That's interesting. I didn't really ever noticed that. I'm not sure if reading Charlotte's Web inspired me to become a vegetarian, because I frankly don't remember, but maybe. Anywho, I agree with Mom that cowbells are not product of a cow, so Dad wins.
All right, good job, Dad.
All right.
You sound so surprised.
Yeah. I guess I didn't know how it was going to go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Those are the mini cows. Oh, very cute.
Hit them.
The punchline of my argument that I didn't get to is that, you know, if you voted for cows, we could get a mini cow. But since I didn't say it, we don't have to.
You knew it was a lie anyway.
Yeah.
Is there anybody you'd like to thank?
I'd like to thank the dairy producers of America.
Cows?
Cows. You know, and the people who help them.
And Mom, is there anything that you'd like to thank?
Today I'm going to thank both me and Dad for being the kind of parents who give you breakfast dessert.
I don't know that you're the one who should be thanking this, but
thank you. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at MomVsDadPod. That's MomVsDadPod. That's from this episode. Bye.
Bye.